Does your past ever make you feel unworthy? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I was recently talking to God about a situation from a few years ago, and sometimes these memories creep back into my mind and I get frustrated with myself. Over and over again, I feel as if I have to remind myself that God forgave me and that I've forgiven myself. Do you ever feel like your past stops you from pursuing God and His plan? Well, if so, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Rahab, A Woman of Faith by Eliana Canfield. Rahab is one of my favorite people in the Old Testament of the Bible. We remember her because of her faith in God. Though she was not an Israelite by birth, her faith in the God of Israel prompted her to hide two Israelite spies in her home within the walls of Jericho. As a result of this act of faith, Rahab and her family were spared when the Israelite army conquered Jericho. The Bible notes that not only was Rahab a Canaanite, but she was also a prostitute. We might be tempted to think of Rahab as worse of a sinner than other people. After all, she performed sexual acts for a living, something detestable in the sight of the Lord, because He created sex to be shared faithfully by a husband and wife. But the truth is, all sin is heinous in God's sight. Yet, because of God's mercy, Rahab was the woman He chose to be the great-great-grandmother of King David, a direct ancestor of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Rahab became a believer in Yahweh, and this is what set her apart from everyone else in Jericho. They had all heard of the miraculous deeds of Yahweh, how He parted the sea to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and then gave them victory over their enemies in Canaan. But only Rahab had the faith to act on her belief and say to the Israelite spies, "The Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below." As we read in Joshua 2:11, one person in the midst of thousands of pagans put her trust in a God she knew of only through the words of others. In addition to being honored with a place in Christ's lineage, Rahab was also included in Hebrews 11, which recounts stories of people who acted in faith so that her faith could be a testimony to others. And James 2:25 says Rahab was considered righteous. Rahab probably had no idea the blessings God would bestow upon her and how she would be remembered by Jews and Gentiles alike for thousands of years to come. Perhaps God includes this story of a woman's steadfast conviction to show the riches of His grace and point forward to Jesus. Just as Rahab had faith in the one true God and was saved when Jericho fell, so now anyone who has faith in Jesus is saved from sin and death, made righteous in God's sight, welcomed into His family, and will one day dwell with God and His people forever. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever felt disqualified to serve God because of your past? How might Rahab's story speak to this? If you want to dig deeper, read Matthew 21:28-32 and 1 Thessalonians 1:3, as well as 1 Peter 1:8. As you and I can read in Hebrews 11:31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Joshua 2, Hebrews 11:29-31, and James 2:25, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Devo app? Well, we do, and you can find it on any major Play Store. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.